You already know he putting in work. It's the one and only,
the Flatbush Kingpin, DJ Rampage.
Live on the ones and twos.
Fake records. Hold up, DJ Rampage.
Bring that one back from the top.
Fake records. Yep. Welcome to the Mix Show Madness. Strictly classic hip hops. Let's go.
When it hit, you feel no pain. White folks said controls your brain. I know better than that. That's game, man. We ready for that. Two soldiers head of the pack. Matter of fact, who got the war? And where my army at? Rather attack and not react. Back to beats, it don't reflect on how many records get sold on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Whether your projects put on hold in the real world. These just people with ideas. They just like me and you when the smoke and cameras disappear again. The real world. It's bigger than all these fake records. Wait, po' folks got the millions and my woman's disrespected. If you check 1-2, my word of advice to you is just relax. Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the facts. If you a fighter, rider, bada, flame ignite a crowd exciter, or you wanna just get high and just say it. But then if you a lie, pants on fire, wolf cry, agent with a why, I'm gonna know it when I play it. It's bigger than
back on the Rubicon, healthcare for the culture. Call us live 202-977-7797. We'll be taking a lot more calls on this show in the fall, especially about annual enrollment, giving advice to individuals that want to know what the best plan is for them. I'm looking at a map. And one of the things about this show, we really don't get into the partisan politics, but I'm looking at a map on states that are projecting to lose their SNAP benefits. And SNAP benefits, I think they average nationwide, they're somewhere between $100 and $200 a month based on the state. But I think the average is like $140 a month. And these are benefits that are used in temporary assistance for needy families, whatever. People call it welfare. People call it TANF. People call it all. I think I was talking to John Gorman a couple of months ago. They call it Badger Care in Wisconsin. It's Medi-Cal in California. But these are programs which I'm a huge supporter of. Even though I have conservative fiscal beliefs, I'm a big supporter in people needing benefits. People need to be able to eat. I just don't think in the United States of America that anybody should go hungry. I don't care if you're a MAGA. I don't care if you live in the South Bronx. I don't care if you live in West Texas. I don't care if you are a Muslim. I don't care if you're part of the LGBTQ community. I don't care what your religion is, what your race is, where you are in congruence with the poverty line. I don't think that anyone should go hungry in the United States of America. So I'm a huge supporter of SNAP benefits, but I'm looking at the states. California, Oregon, and Washington, which are liberal states, they're still about to put the kibosh on SNAP benefits if the government shutdown continues. You have Texas and Florida. So the most populous states, New York, Illinois, Florida, Texas, and California are all about to pull the plug on SNAP benefits. Some are red states, some are blue states. Then I'm looking, I see that Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi, they're going to continue their benefits, which I think is a great thing. There's a lot of poverty and a lot of hunger in the South. But pretty much the whole Eastern Seaboard, the I-95 corridor outside of Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia, Maryland, Jersey, all them about to pull the plug. And Upper Midwest, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, also about to pull the plug. And these are states that are vulnerable to shutting down their SNAP benefits in November if the government shutdown does not come to a halt. And I'm just not going to go on the tangent of why the government is shut down. Obviously, President Trump and all of the individuals in his cabinet, the Pam Bondis of the world, are saying that the shutdown is solely the Democrats' fault. Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the House, is blaming Republicans. I don't know who's doing what. I just know that if you need food and you're getting that $125 or whatever a month and you're not getting it anymore, that's significant. Because even if you're getting the $125, even if you're getting $130, even if you're only getting $95, I think $95 is the lowest state. Right now, just to get basic staples, everything is much more expensive. So that $100 doesn't stretch as far as it used to stretch. And I just say all the time, the theme of this show, don't get into politics. We should be holding our congressmen accountable for what they're doing, our senators accountable for what they're doing and what they're not doing. And I'm just a huge supporter of TANF programs and SNAP benefit programs. I think it's sad and repugnant and pathetic and hurtful to see that there are so many people that have been suckered, that have been manipulated to believe that if they accept a benefit because your family is impoverished, your family, you had a stroke, you can't work, you lost your job, the economy's bad. And so you have an opportunity to get some money on the table so you can feed yourself and feed your family. And you think that if you accept that money, you're committing treason to your party. Or you look at someone that accepts that money as a leech on society. It's sad and it's a shame. And sometimes it's hard to have empathy. Because look, times are getting rougher for me, but I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna be all right. I might not be able to eat the filet mignon, but I'm gonna at least get the sirloin. Like, I'm gonna be okay. And there are people out here that need that small amount of money, that's the difference between having rice and beans and staples and noodles and just things that are really, really important, that help you to survive in a tough time. And I want to see people have that. I'm willing to pay more taxes so they can have that. But you have all of this political theater that's ultimately hurting you, and it's on both sides. Hold your congressman or congresswoman and your senator, hold those people accountable. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios. In 3, 2, 1.
SiriusXM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
When you feel invisible, exhausted, stressed, or anxious, when you have days that just feel too hard to get through, you are not alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health or problems with drugs or alcohol, help is right in your hands. Call or text 988 to connect with a National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline specialist and get support whenever you need it. Help is here. Call or text 988.
I never did and say, why you stop eating the pig?
I ain't been in a Polygynous since 1974. And if you knew what was good for you...
Look, I know what's good. I remember when you did, too. I never saw you going all Muslim on.
Ain't that. But I do believe that other faiths have got the pig figured better than us AMEs. See that? If you're checking out, I might feel the need to say a few words.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I love my PJs, but they do repeat on me.
As memory serves, you gotta go with the original sauce, not the kraut and chili like you do.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon. In 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7.